Track 7 and more news stories. Documenting River Restoration Project. Keen sea trout angler Neil Yandel has had his first venture into the literary world published. His book, The Teen Book, tells the story of the four-year River Teen Restoration Project, which was funded by the National Lottery Heritage Fund. The project, managed by the Teen Angling and Conservation Association, was primarily aimed at improving the chances of the threatened teen salmon surviving into the future. However, Neil decided that a book solely about the project, Fish and Fishing, would have limited appeal. Therefore, the book covers many other aspects of the teen catchment, including geology, archaeology, forestry, mining, the ball clay industry, and the diverse and wonderful flora and fauna to be found in the diverse environments of the catchment. The Teen rises from two sources, on the windswept uplands of Dartmoor, and flows through tranquil, steep, wooded gorges and across agricultural land in its lower reaches, and onto the estuary and eventually the sea at Tynmouth. The River Teen Restoration Project finished in January 25. However, the legacy of the project continues, with practical works undertaken by a large team of dedicated volunteers and river watchers recruited during the project, who are now the eyes and ears of the river. Another legacy of the project is the teen book itself. The hardback book is lavishly illustrated with numerous photographs, largely taken by Mike Rigo, who accompanied Neil on many walks along the Teen, Bovey and Lemon Rivers during the four-year course of the project. The front to each chapter is in the form of a drawing by local artist and ornithologist Mike Langman. The accompanying text explains how thousands of salmon eggs laid on Christmas Eve in the upper reaches of the River Teen results in just a small handful of adult salmon returning to the river of their birth, the Teen, some 4 or 5 years later. The salmon's hazardous journey from the Teen to the west coast of Greenland and then back again is detailed together with some of the perils that they face. Neil's love of the natural world and his passion for angling is readily apparent to the reader, and the book finishes on a positive note. Neil says, "Despite all of the many and increasing obstacles and hazards facing the teen salmon, and indeed the wider environment, the increased environmental awareness of the children and young people of today is such that there is a chance to halt the decline and to give nature the time to self-heal."
Teignbridge residents on King's Honour List. Two Teignbridge residents have been rewarded in the King's Birthday Honours. Taryn Nixon has been awarded an OBE for services to archaeology and heritage, and Dr. John Carlisle received an MBE for services to medicine and patient care. Taryn, who lives in Buckfast Lee, runs a heritage management consultancy that helps organisations to work with heritage as a force for good. She is passionate about using cultural and natural heritage to connect people and places and is committed to ensuring that people and a sense of place should be at the heart of sustainable development, regeneration, restoration and recovery. Ashburton resident Dr. John Carlisle works as a consultant anaesthetist at Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation and was awarded an MBE for services to medicine and patient care. As well as taking care of patients in Torbay and South Devon, John is dedicated to fighting fraud in international medical research. He has developed statistical methods that help spot signs of fraud in medical research and works as part of a global network of super sleuths to detect fraudulent and fabricated research data to help keep everyone safe. The King's Birthday Honours List recognises celebrities and local community heroes for their achievements or services to the country. The King awards honours twice a year, once at New Year and once on the monarch's official birthday in June.
Record shop to reopen in new location. Newton Abbott's independent record store is turning the page on an exciting new chapter as it prepares to relocate to new premises in the town. After 20 years on Queen Street, Phoenix Sounds is relocating just a short walk across town to East Street. The store will reopen on June the 21st. We have loved being part of the Queen Street community, but this move gives us the opportunity to continue doing what we love in a location that works better for our future financial needs. Roger Cox, co-owner of Phoenix Sounds, said, "Things are tough for all small businesses at the moment. This decision came from increases in overheads this year. The shop's new address from June the 21st is Phoenix Sounds 2 to 4 East Street. And looking at the picture that is with it, it's the shop that is next to Mrs. B's Bonnets."
Tynmouth Chat with a Cop date announced. Tynmouth Police has announced the first date for its Chat with a Cop initiative in the town. The sessions, which are likely to take place every month, are aimed at enabling residents to share any concerns or get useful crime prevention advice. The first Chat with a Cop will take place on the Den Promenade near the pier on Wednesday, June 18th, between 10 and 12. As a local neighbourhood team, we are conscious that we have had surgeries in the past in the Triangle, but this has never been regular, explained Devon and Cornwall's Police Tynmouth Neighbourhood Beat Manager, PC Robbie Mangum. "We want to make ourselves as accessible as possible," he added. Future sessions will be announced on social media and on the Your Area section of the Devon and Cornwall Police website.
Award for going above and beyond the call of duty. A Teignbridge Police Inquiry Officer came away with a top award at the second annual Recognition of Excellence in Policing Awards last week. Vanessa Preston, who works at Newton Abbott Police Station, was awarded the Police Inquiry Officer of the Year at the ceremony which took place at the Sandy Park Conference Centre on Friday, June the 13th. The annual awards acknowledge the excellent contributions being made by policing day in and day out. Nominations were submitted from across the force alongside endorsements from partner agencies. Vanessa was praised for going above and beyond to help members of the public so that they leave the station feeling they have been heard, looked after, and given the best service available. One example was reuniting a young man with his ID who had witnessed a traumatic incident and was one of the first on scene. He gave his coat to the victim and then the coat had to be forensically examined. Unfortunately, his ID was in his coat, which he needed to fly hours later to Scotland for a family wedding. Vanessa didn't stop knocking on doors and making calls until authorisation was given for his ID to be returned just in time. Her kindness, sympathy and friendly non-judgmental manner was acknowledged by a regular bail signee who visited the station weekly and then sent her a thank you card saying how her friendly and positive face had enabled him to cope with a stressful and difficult chapter in his life. Commissioner Hernandez said it is a privilege to have supported these awards again, which recognise the exceptional efforts and achievements within Devon and Cornwall Police. "I have heard incredible stories of how police officers, staff and volunteers have gone above and beyond to keep communities safe, bring perpetrators to justice and protect victims. They do not always get the credit they deserve for going that extra mile, especially in highly complex and challenging policing specialisms."